This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NBA is on my mind right now. Lakers will take on Miami tonight.
Oh, good challenge.
And the Clippers will also take on Minnesota. Both teams on the road. On the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Rick, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, the way you first set that up, I thought you were going to say the Lakers are taking on Miami tonight, and the Clippers are also taking on Miami tonight. It's going to be a tough one for those Heat going up against two of the best teams in the entire NBA. But, great to be with you guys.
How you been, man?
I'm good.
It's been a long time. Long time.
Well, actually, it's been longer with you, Ello. Tony's been cheating on you. Last I was on just a couple weeks ago. You weren't around, and you know I thought it might be a sensitive subject, so I didn't ask where you were. I didn't know. So but it's good to be with you.
It is good to be back. For those who don't know, Rick Bucher began or started early part of his career here in San Diego as a great sports writer at the San Diego Union. Covered the glory days of the San Diego Sockers, among other things. So it's good to have you back.
I appreciate
in San Diego,
that. I appreciate
Rick.
That. Yeah, I appreciate that. I was not a great sports writer then. I'm a great sports writer now, but I was. I certainly was not then. Thank you. I've told people in the business that it was. I graduated from an Ivy League school, and all my friends were going to Morgan Stanley and Lehman Brothers and Leo Burnett and making a ton of money, and I was covering high school sports in San Diego, and I was like. Where did I go wrong?
But I think you got it right now.
No, and actually it was the best thing that could have happened because I learned the business. I learned how to be able to do everything, make connections, find schools, talk to coaches, dig out story ideas. And there's people that, as I moved my way up, who, you know, they started out in the places that I originally wanted to start out. I had an internship with Sports Illustrated and I wanted to go back. And they never learned the rudiments of the job as I did. So in hindsight, it was the best thing that could have happened to me.
Good point.
So there you go.
Rick, let's talk a little bit of basketball. I want to talk about Dion Waiters. He just seems like he is having a difficult time in Miami. Doesn't seem very happy. What are the Miami Heat going to do with him?
Well, they're in a tough spot. I mean, obviously Miami, the beauty of the Miami Heat organization is they don't make a whole lot of allowances. You come along with us and you do it our way, or you're not going to find time here. At the same time, Pat Riley is at an age where he wants to compete for another championship, and so he's not going to give away resources. And Dion Waiters can play when he's in his right mind. He can play. And the Heat are a quality team. And for as good as they are and for all that they have, they could use Dion if he's willing to play the right role. But if he's not, then they'll look around. Here's the issue that they have is that people look at it and go, well, if you're not going to cut it in Miami, what are the chances that you're going to be a problem with us?
Right.
We're not nearly as structured as they are. So that's where it makes it difficult that if they want to move him, where are they going to move him that people are going to give up a resource of value to Miami? So I think that's why this thing is taking as long as it's taking to kind of figure it out.
Rick, what's the most surprising early season story in the NBA? I mean, is it the fact that the Lakers are this good? Is it the fact that the Heat and the Mavericks are both as high as they are in the standings? Is it the fact, perhaps, that the Spurs are as low as they are, the Warriors?
Yeah.
What do you think's the biggest thing that catches your eye here so far?
The Warriors are not a surprise. I certainly expected the Spurs to be better, but I thought that was sort of an edgy thing to say because it's not, you don't look at the roster and expect them to be good.
Right.
But I mean, the Miami Heat have been a revelation, and the Dallas Mavericks certainly are better than expected. But I did not expect that the Lakers, I thought that they would be good this year, but I thought it would take them a while to be good. I thought that they would get out of the gate slowly and then pick up steam. And the fact that their chemistry has come together as quickly as it has, I don't know. I mean, take your pick. All three of those, Miami, the surprise in the East, Dallas doing what it's doing, and I think it's legit. I think both of those teams are legit. I don't think this is just an early season wonder. You know, whether the Lakers can maintain this pace and whether they should maintain this pace is probably the biggest question going forward. To me, the most intriguing storyline is, how do the Lakers approach the rest of the season? Because let's face it, LeBron about to turn 35. You know, my big question is, can he sustain this? And for me, for the Lakers to have a chance, he has to.
Yeah.
And Anthony Davis has to stay healthy. You lose either one of those, and they're not nearly as competitive. It's where I give the Clippers still the edge, because I just think they have more depth and versatility. They've already demonstrated that they can win without Kawhi on the floor or without Paul George on the floor. Now, can they win a championship without both of those guys? Probably not. But the depth and versatility that they developed going to the playoffs last year will serve them if they have to do the so-called load management. They don't have any load management in radio, do they?
No, unfortunately they don't.
What do you think I was last 2 weeks ago?
Rick Bucher.
Well,
radio.
We did say back in the day that Ella was a load. So,
now we're sharing dirty secrets from the past.
There we go.
Rick Bucher, radio.com, NBA insiders on with us right now. Rick, you mentioned the Clippers. They seemingly are just now getting to a point where, you know, they're starting to get used to him. Paul George missed the very beginning of the season. How long do you think it'll be before they kind of kick it into high gear and we start to see them be a cohesive unit as a whole?
The thing with them is there's no real urgency. And two, Kawhi is looking at this as in much the same way he did in Toronto, which is, I just need to be going, and we need to be going when we get to April. Like, that's it. So I don't know that you're going to see their real best basketball until we get past the All-Star break. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to win. This doesn't mean you're not going to see some statement game. I mean, Christmas Day is going to be fun to watch because the game one between Clippers and Lakers was a statement game.
Yeah.
And you saw what the Clippers, you got the first glimpse of what they were capable of, and that was without Paul George. I would imagine you're going to see another, like, we need to make a statement. And so we'll see how that goes because as much as the Clippers have, nobody has better chemistry than the Lakers do right now. I still would say that the Clippers are the better team, but the Lakers' chemistry is – I've been around that team. I've been to a number of their games. I've been in their locker room. I've talked to some of their guys. Like, there's a great vibe around that team right now, and we'll see whether that – is enough to thwart the Clippers trying to come out and prove another point on Christmas.
That'll be fun. That's definitely Rick Bucher, NBA insider, radio.com sports, joining us. Last thing for me, Rick, Giannis is Giannis again. And I keep reading that he's the guy to beat again for MVP, but Harden keeps putting up these 50-point games. I think Doncic has come into the conversation.
Yep.
I don't know how you could overlook Anthony Davis, to be honest with you. He's been pretty impressive. And then there's maybe some guys I'm leaving out.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Oh, who?
LeBron James.
I've heard of him, yeah. My point being is that the MVP race is always one of the most intriguing one in sports. You know, to me it is anyway. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, it is interesting, and it's I've been going through sort of a self psychological profile on this because last year, Harden was at the top of my ballot, and I felt as if he deserved it over Giannis. Giannis was the better two-way player, but when it came to winning time and making plays at the end of games, I just felt that, Harden was more capable of that, and that's maybe the most valuable thing that a guy can have. I'm not of the same mind with Harden, and he's actually scoring more and doing more, but I'm working this out in my own head. I can't help but feel like there's a hangover in that, okay, so you play that way, but it doesn't get you anywhere near a championship. That style of play may get you numbers during the regular season, but does it set you up for the postseason? And so to answer, you know, Anthony Davis, we're being overshadowed by LeBron James. I think those two kind of cancel each other out, same way Paul George and Kawhi Leonard will if and when those guys come into the conversation. So I do think it's Giannis's to lose, even though on the other hand, he's like, I look at their team, the Bucks team, talking about playoffs, I think they are a better regular season team. Yeah. If you look at their roster, they're getting contributions from like 12, 13 guys. Giannis only has to play like 30, 35 minutes and putting up extraordinary numbers for that limited amount of time. But when we get to the post and they're blowing, you know, guys out, blowing teams out left and right, my feeling is for them to get ready for the postseason, they'd be much better served if they were playing close games and if Giannis had to make plays at the end of games to win games, because that's one of the elements that he has not perfected yet. And so, and yet we're talking regular season MVP. The playoffs aren't supposed to matter. I know that. When I get to my ballot, I will keep that in mind. But I'm having a hangover. I'm having a hangover from last year in terms of taking a clear-eyed view of what these guys are doing. Who knows? Maybe as a result, Doncic ends up at the top. I don't have to make that decision now. So
no.
that's the beauty of it.
There does seem to be some fatigue of James Harden, and you're right. Yeah. He's a terrific scorer, and I don't know how much fun it is for spectators to watch, but there does seem to be some fatigue. And one more question before I let you get out of here, Rick. Andre Iguodala has all of a sudden kind of just disappeared. He's on the Memphis roster. There were some talks that they may waive him. That has now disappeared. They seem to want a piece for him. How do you see that situation kind of shaking out?
Well, first of all, if you want to find him, just get to your nearest golf course. You will find Andre Iguodala. I mean, his avatar now on social media is him, you know, on the first tee. So look, some of this is posturing. Memphis does want to get something for him. They're not in a hurry. There's no need for them to trade him now. And I think ultimately somebody's going to have to give something up for him to get him. But we're not going to – this is kind of one of the drawbacks of not having that team that everybody has to beat. Because when you have that team that everybody's looking to beat, they're crafting their team and the roster with, what are we missing? If we got to face them, how do we beat them? When it's 8-9 teams or at least 4 or 5 that have the potential of getting there, there's not an urgency to fill a hole to say, well, we got to have this, or we got no chance against this particular opponent. And so I don't know how much movement or activity that we're going to see. We'll see some at the trade deadline, and we'll see some leading up to it after December 15th, when a lot of contracts become eligible to be moved. But I don't know that it's going to be as electric as it's been the past few years, when everybody was thinking, all right, for us to win a championship, we got to make some moves to be able to get past the Golden State Warriors.
Rick Bucher laying it out, radio.com insider. Great stuff, Rick. Thanks for spending some time with us. Appreciate it on this Friday. Good to catch up with you again.
Guys, have a great holiday.
Thank you, Rick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.